Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
To this story, yesterday, there was an announcement that there is an Africana group, Africana Leaders Network, that was put together, and they're pledging to work together with government. They want to be formally recognized as a grouping that wants to be a partner with this particular government. Dinas Elof is the representative thereof, who's on the line, facilitator, I believe, and chair of the Africana Leader Network. Let me thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the grouping and what brought it about.
The organizations here are wide-ranging, but about 70% of them are in the solidarity movement. Mm-hmm. So the trade union and AfriForum and their university, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They and others like the Afrikaner Bond and the agricultural organization had started a discussion with the Mbeki Foundation about 4 years ago, four or five years ago. Mm-hmm. And eventually we signed a memorandum of understanding for further dialogue and for joint projects, which happened and is ongoing. In the context, we started meeting a little bit more. Now, normally, these organizations didn't meet. They had some differences from the past. And I always say Afrikaners, the last time they stood together was on the ship to when the Boers went to Ceylon because there wasn't any seating space. So it took 3 years, but we eventually said, if we want to play a role in the country, and many other communities and the government have been asking us that, we need to know, you know, who we are and what do we agree on.
So how do you define Afrikaner?
It's self-identification. Flavoy said that when Ben-Gurion was asked, what is a Jew? Mm. He said, we've been living as Jews for centuries and we never needed a definition. So it's people who self-identify. And we don't exclude anyone who wants to be part of this. Mm-hmm. So basically what we did was to find out what are these diverse organizations agreeing on. Mm-hmm. And I think we found in the statement the broadest consensus without getting so shallow in Eric Ferry. Mm-hmm. And the two messages that I take from it is that we are not going anywhere. We're staying here. We're not immigrating. And we want to build a country together with others. And then secondly, we believe that the best way to do that is to have a cultural accord with government. Mm-hmm. And when I say culture, let me add quickly that I've realized in the last 48 hours in speaking to many people that in English, culture means probably, you know, the Ministry of Arts and Culture, which means, drama and poetry and music and dancing. Mm-hmm. We in the Afrikaner and the Afrikaans language has a much wider connotation to this.
Culture,
our culture is culture. It's the way we live, our schools, you know, churches, and the way our old age homes, et cetera, et cetera. So it's slightly wider. But we believe that if we can have that, and I've used the metaphor that, or the analogy that the traditional communities in the country, represented by their traditional leaders, have a house of traditional leaders, and they meet with the government, but they meet four times a year, and at least twice they are seen by either the president or the deputy president. We have no such link. We have no such, and we've seen in the last 20 years that every 5 years before an election, the ANC calls us and gives us tea and sympathy and then sends us away for another 5 years. And the only place we see them is in court or in the newspapers. So we think that if we can have that understanding and accord, which we don't ask for different, we don't ask to be treated differently. We want the same rights that the Constitution gives to any community. Then we can, in a structured way, assist and lend a helping hand in the rebuilding of our country, which is so sorely needed.
You say you started the dialogues, for instance, with the Thabo Mbeki Foundation a while ago. What are at the core of the issues that you want addressed?
Well, many of the issues, or most of the issues, are the issues that any South African is frustrated about. It's electricity, it's working local government, it's water, sewerage, roads, potholes, infrastructure. So, for instance, we've on many occasions, some of our network members have been involved in small towns helping with water piping. And for everyone, I think Koster, Gitling River is one good example. Parijs Free State is another example. And often our efforts are thwarted by criminals, crooked criminals posing as councillors, and often obviously from the ANC. And so we believe that the ANC has a role to play here too, because often those criminals cannot be taken out of those positions by the ordinary sort of municipal laws, etc., etc. The ANC should actually play out, and so we think they are also important. So it's basically those things that affect all South Africa. So this is about people in the country. Of course, mm-hmm. we are very voluble about issues of Afrikaans, and we've taken a stand on this whole Bella legislation mm-hmm. about the power of school governing bodies, and we've also seen the minister about that. But I think what I'm trying to say is that although there are some frustrations that are unique to Afrikaners, most of the frustrations and most of the things we want to add our weight to are things that all South Africans experience.
You spoke about kultuur, and I think that's a conversation we can have, you know, over a long period of time. But one then wonders, if you holistically look at that definition, does it mean then you will be considering enclaves that would promote and take care of that kultuur in a manner that is as broad as you've just expressed?
Mm. No, we're not asking for that. We believe that you must be conscious of your own cultural cultures mm-hmm. so that you can work with others and reach out. So we're not thinking of an apartheid enclave, or we're not longing back to the days of apartheid. We are firmly in the South Africa. We live in neighborhoods where not only Afrikaners live, for instance.
Not in Oranje, is that what you're saying?
Not in Oranje. Although, let me say, in all fairness, we have, because of the fact that there are Afrikaners who would like to go and live in Oranje, we said that is allowed by the Constitution, Section 235. But we also said other Afrikaners don't want to do that. They want to live in South Africa, and they want spaces where they can live and feel safe. So we acknowledge that Oranje is an option in terms of Section 235 of the Constitution, but we've not expressed the view that the majority of the Afrikaners want to do that.
So what's wrong with Oranje, if that's not what you are gunning for?
Well, it's a choice. I don't believe there's anything wrong with Oranje. Mm-hmm. It's a choice that you make. And some Afrikaners don't want that. I don't want that. I live in Pretoria. I live perfectly well. I like Pretoria. I don't want to live in the Karoo. I think it's as easy as that. What is interesting is that I think this whole statement highlighted again the Section 235 of the Constitution, and I get the idea that very few people know about that. I suggest that people have a look at it, because Section 235 actually makes provision for much more than Oranje, because it talks about within the Republic of South Africa there could be certain pieces of land that could be occupied by a cultural group, not by legislation, not by separateness, but by a choice. So that's more than Oranje. So there's nothing wrong with Oranje, but there's a choice, and I don't want to live there. Others might want to, and it's their right.
So ultimately, what is this group? I know you spoke about the fact that you want to engage government. You're not going anywhere. But what's the end goal here?
The end goal, I'm talking years here for this whole project, I think, is to have a working country, normality, I would call it normality, a country where people can live in safety, where kids can go to school, kids from all races, all languages, where the police, plays their role, where criminals are subdued. You will never get rid of crime totally, but at the moment there's impunity with criminals, where roads are passable, where utilities work. So yeah, it sounds like a fairy tale, but we believe that's possible. And then obviously we're not party political, but we think that eventually the citizens of South Africa, all of them, will have to elect a government that can do this. And we are willing to work with any government. And that's why we say we need an accord so that we can work with the government to assist. And we think that we have the expertise and the willingness to assist. We do think that at the moment there are sections of government who would like that assistance, and they use some of it already, but others don't. And others, I think, often because, especially at local level, because they're part of the problem. They don't want the water to work because they have a contract to deliver water in trucks, and they get money from that. So I think the short answer is we want normality. And we think it's possible. We think the country's demise or the country's going backwards can be turned around. And obviously the Afrikaner can't do that alone. We're not even purporting to say that. We're saying we are not, as many people think, just on a plane to Australia tomorrow if things go bad. We are here. We're not going anywhere. We have a love for this country. We want to help make it right.
Should non-Afrikaners be worried about this formation?
No, not at all. You know, I was interested. City Press, we briefed on this beforehand, and they put it on the front page on Sunday. And I went to look on the website of City Press. 9 o'clock Sunday morning, there were 62 comments. 95% of them were overwhelming positive from Black South Africans, from the names. By the end of the day, they had closed the comment section because there were already 180. And we went again to look at them, and 95% of them are positive. So I would almost say all these South Africans already said, this is great, let's take hands. Some of them, tongue-in-cheek, said, where do I sign up? So I think there's a need out there from all these South Africans saying, let us forget all the differences that we have, and there are many. But we have many more things that we agree on. Let's take hands and go forward. So non-Afrikaners need not fear that there's nothing. There's no mobilization here in terms of military or of activism. We are ordinary people. And in a sense, you know, the solidarity movement has done as sort of made the slogan, we will ourselves, maybe their own. They the rest of us have now come and say, we will do it on our own and with others.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you see the concern from others because you are an Afrikaans group. You've stated, I mean, we are very impressed with who you have in that stable and the kind of resources you'll be able to amass and the skills and so on. That means you'd be quite a powerful group, whatever it is that you decided to do. So that's the question, you know. Would anybody have to worry about a formation of such power? Because we know what power does.
Well, let me say this. Numerically, we don't have power.
But financially, you have a great muscle and skills and the like.
Well, let me say also financially, I mean, the people belonging to this group are middle-class people. Mm-hmm. They're not the magnates. They're not the entrepreneurs of the world. So, I mean, if I can just give an example, the Soltech Technical College that Solidarity built for 400 Rand, the biggest single donation of that was 100 Rand. So it's many, many people giving small money. So, you know, this is not an elitist kind of, it's just not that. I think often the rich Afrikaner people, Afrikaans people, are not mobilizable in organizations such as these. They buy their own privacy, they buy their own luxury. So, you know, I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think there's anything to fear from this. And this is a positive message. That's what we're trying to say.
Well, really appreciate you giving us time. Tienus Eloff is a facilitator and a chair of the Afrikaner Leader Network. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.